Okay, my friends, this is called Amunavad. Those of you that have not been in yeshiva in a while, or even if you've those of you that are joining that have never been in yeshiva, I might not know about Amunavad. It's something that we do. It's primarily for the first year, we speak about Amunah, and through the parasha, we try to like find different pieces of Amunah in the parasha, and the different parashas of Shavua. There's three main components of Amunah that we try working on, and I'd like to discuss a little bit just to kind of like lead up to this week, go through Kisisa, which we did in Yeshiva. That was the last one we managed to do in Yeshiva. In Kisisa, we spoke about Amunas Chachamim. We spoke about the Chassam Sofer, who said that the Klal Yisrael's mistake was, if Moshe Rabbeinu said he's coming back, you could put money on it. Could put money on Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to believe in our Chachamim. That's called Amunas Chachamim. So there, but the Klal Yisrael totally lost their cool. And they became frantic because they didn't really have the right amount of Amunas Chacham. Moshe said he's coming back, so then we should just stay calm. Moshe's coming back. That was the Parshas Kisisa. That's another chelik of our Amunah. We always think about Amunah and being Amunah and Hashem, and of course Amunah and Hashem is critical, especially in these times when we, you know, people are, you know, struggling with their Amunah. So talking about Amunah is very big. So Parshas Kisisa was a chelik of our Amunah, and Hashem is also Amunah in this Chachamim. One of the things that we bring is Es Hashem Kechatira is L'Rabbi Tamid Chachamim. That that's also part of the Amunah, and our Chacham is part of Amunah and Hashem. Parshas Vayakel, it speaks about Shabbos. And there's an interesting thing. There's a beautiful idea from the Chavetz Chaim. I think that we're all somewhat familiar with it because it's a very famous mashal. People don't necessarily know this, but the Chavetz Chaim was famous for his mishalim, aside for other things. So the Chavetz Chaim had a mashal. He was talking about why Shabbos is called an ice. Parshas Vayakel brings that it's an ice, the Shabbos. And he says that Shabbos is an ice, and he gives a mashal about why, like, the defining character of a person is he considered a Shomer Shabbos. Talk about somebody, say, oh, he's a Shomer Shabbos. Shabbos is called an ice, and he explains it as follows. The reason is because, imagine someone had a store. And this is something that we're all experiencing right now. The store is closed. So now you see that the store is closed. Does that mean he's out of business? Not necessarily. It could be that he's still in business. It's just the store is closed for a little bit. Especially nowadays, a lot of us are not doing what we're supposed to be doing. we're in our regular routine, let us say. We're all doing what we're supposed to be doing, hopefully. But how do you know if a store is closed for good? The store really closed. It says, if you take off the sign off the top of the door or in the front of the window, the sign comes down, then you know that the store is really closed for good. So the Chavetz Chaim says that Shabbos is an ice. Shabbos is like a sign. That's the sign that we are still in this. We're a part of this. We're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Shabbos is our emunah in Hashem. It's our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem created the world. Hashem runs the world. Hashem is in charge of our parnasa. We can trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means we're on Hashem's team. That's Shabbos Parshas Vayakel. Parshas Pekudei, there's another nekuda of Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is all leading up to Parshas Vayikra, my friend, which I want to speak about. And Parshas Pekudei is if you look, there's this repetition. The same words keep repeating themselves over and over again. This is all last week's Parsha, which is Kasher Tziva Hashem. Kasher Tziva Hashem, which is that Klal Yisrael did. Pekudei is the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kelim. Klal Yisrael did it kasher tziva Hashem, just like Hashem commanded them to do. And it's very interesting. Why the repetition? Why does it keep on mentioning it? That Klal Yisrael did it like Hashem commanded. Because Klal Yisrael understood that they have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, there's sometimes when we want to understand our mitzvahs. Now listen to me carefully, because this is a very, very subtle but critical idea. We want to understand our mitzvahs, and it's important to understand them, but that's not why we do them. We don't do mitzvahs because we understand them. We do them because we have a relationship with Hashem, and that's what Emunah means. There are certain things that happen, we don't understand them, and we don't have to be able to wrap our head around it. We want to, and we should try to, and hopefully we'll be able to most cases. But trust me, Hashem is smarter than all of us combined. So there are certain things we won't get. That's why the Par Aduma is so important. The Par Aduma is Zois Chukas HaTorah. The Par Aduma is, it's something we will never understand. And we can even try. Shlomo Melech, the smartest of all men, he wasn't able to understand it. We'll never understand Par Aduma exactly to its fullest. And for that reason, we understand that the mitzvahs are not about us being able to wrap our head around it. And that's why Parshas Pekudei, Klal Yisrael recognized that, and they said, Kasher Tziva Hashem, they're doing exactly what Hashem told them. And I want to tell you something, and this is what is important, that really, mitzvahs are meant to establish a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, you know, the mitzvahs, what they're really about is about creating a relationship with Hashem. If I only do mitzvahs because I understand them, then I'm not building a relationship with Hashem. I might be building a relationship with a mitzvah, but not with Hashem. I give you an example. Sometimes I speak to people. I tell them, you know, if I can explain it to you and you listen to me because I explain it to you, then you're not listening to me. You understand it. So now it makes sense. So now you're doing it. If you want to be someone who listens to someone else, you have to do things even when you don't understand them, because then we have a relationship. It's not that, you know, I explain things well, so you understand them, so now you do it because you understand it. I want to build a relationship, says Hashem. A relationship boils down to you doing things because I asked you to do them. That means you're in it with me. And that's Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could trust Hashem. I don't have to understand everything I do. And there's certain times I just do it. Kasher Tziva Hashem. There's so many mystical ideas in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. This one is 2.5 amas by 2.5 amas, and the Aroin and the Menorah and the Kaftor and the Perach and all these wild mystical ideas. But we do it Kasher Tziva Hashem. That is this idea of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This week's parasha, I want to bring up another very important Yisoid of Amunah. And I think that this is super important for us, especially in these times. It's right in the beginning, my friends. The parasha begins, Vayikra el Moshe, Vaydabar Hashem Elov, and he says, Dabar el Bnei Yisrael, V'amarta Elohim, Adam ki yakriv mikem karbon l'Hashem. Now, I want to start with just a introduction, by way of introduction. Here in Yerushalayim, when they start learning with children, they learn with them the halachas of karbonis, which you would think it's extremely dry and extremely not animated. It's totally disconnected, irrelevant. You would want to learn with them stories and like tell them, you know, about Avraham Avinu. We start with Vayikra. It's a very interesting thing. There's such a minig in Klal Yisrael. Why are we starting with Vayikra? So Ramatis Yo Solomon has a intellectual take on it. But I want to give you a little bit more also. Ramat Tzio says, because if children only relate to Torah as being like a story, so then it goes into one side of the brain. There's two different parts of a person's brain. There's the creative side, there's the artistic side, and then there's the intellectual side. And a person's only going artistic with the Torah, with like stories, so then he's not developing the analytical part of his brain. And Vayikra Karbanos is laws, and it's rules, and it's much more analytical. But there's something else, perhaps. Something a little bit more deep. There's something very powerful about Korbanos. Adam ki yakriv mikem korban. Says the Klei Yoker. You know, there's a lot of different descriptions for people. A man is called an ish. A man is called enosh. A man is called Adam gever. All of the other ones, Gever can be Lashon Rabin. There's Gvarim. Ish is Ishim. There's such a pasuk. And Enosh is Enoshim. Adam has no plural. There's no plural for Adamim. There's no such word as Adamim. So Adam, what it really is highlighting is the uniqueness of man. And when Chazal say, Atem Kruyim Adam, Klal Yisrael, we are called Adam, what Klal Yisrael is saying is that every one of us is unique. And what the Pasuk is telling you is, Adam ki yakriv mikem karbon, is that you, the person in front of me, Akiva, and Mati, and David, and all those people, every one of you have something to contribute, and you have a karbon you have to bring, a gift to HaKadosh Baruch. This, my friends, is a very important component of Emunah. And this is called Emunah be'atzmecha, belief in yourself. A person believes in himself. He believes in what he's capable of. He believes that he has something to contribute, something that's unique, something that no one else can bring. Because every person, And just like we know, every person is different. We all have different spiritual makeups. We all have different challenges, all of us. So for you to daven in where you are in your life, in what you've gone through, in all of the things that are going on in your life, your avoida is unique and no one else has. And that's your korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's your gift to Hashem. That's your, and that person has to believe that he makes a difference where he is. That, I think, is why we start with karbonos. Adam ki yakov mikem karban Lashem. Every one of us has something to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to believe in ourselves. Rav Tzadok writes it in such a powerful way. Rav Tzadok writes, kishem shemitzvah lahamin ba'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach mitzvah lahamin ba'atzmacha. Wow. Think about how powerful those words are. Kishem means just like there's a mitzvah to believe in Hashem, there's a mitzvah to believe in yourself. Now, one would say, okay, self-confidence is important, you know, is important, though, to believe in yourself is very, how could you say it's on the same level as believing in Hashem? You know, when we give amunavad and we're speaking about amunav Hashem, in the same breath, we're speaking about amunav atzmecha. Why is amunav atzmecha so important? Because why is Rav Tzadok saying that it's of equal importance as believing in Hashem, which is from the Yud Gimel Ikrim? I'll tell you why. If you don't believe in yourself, then you're bound to fail. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives all of us nisyonos, because all of us have something to contribute. And if you don't believe in yourself, you're bound to fail. And if you fail, so then a person feels like, what am I doing on this earth? What's my point? What's my purpose? If I can't accomplish, if I'm not capable of dealing with the challenges that I'm facing, so what am I doing here? And you know something? I don't have a good answer for you. If you cannot deal with your situation, then what are you doing here? But the answer is you can. We can do this. We believe in ourselves. We know what we're capable of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to realize that it doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't perfect. No one's perfect. But at the same time, we have challenges that we can overcome, and we can grow, and we can move forward, and we can become better. And every day we're becoming better people. And everyone has something to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that perhaps this is why the Korban Pesach, which is the Korban that represents Klal Yisrael becoming a people. This is when we became a people, is when we brought the Korban Pesach. Up until then, we weren't a people. If you look at the way the Pesukim are brought, there's Kamarais. Klal Yisrael was like in a fetal stage. And as they were bringing the Korban is when they started to gel as a people. This Korban is so important to be Nechel B'chabura, as has to be eaten together, because we're a part where there's Achdus and Klal Yisrael, and every person has to bring this Korban. Everyone. You don't bring a Pesach Rishon, bring a Pesach Sheni. What do I have to have another opportunity to bring the Korban? You missed it, you missed it. No. Everyone's got to be a part of this. Everyone needs to, because everyone has to realize that you are critical for Klal Yisrael. We need you. We need your avoda. No one else can do it. No one can replace you. No one can take your place. The same way in a Sefer Torah, there might be many, many letter yuds, but my letter yud, this letter yud right here, if I don't have this yud, Sefer Torah is puzzle. Klal Yisrael is the same way. I could say, look, there's a lot of Chaims, there's a lot of Yankels, but there's only one you. So my friends, there is shishim, the word Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, is yesh, shishim, riboy, oisiyos la-Torah, 600,000 letters in the Torah, which means that just like we can't have missing one ois in the Torah, we're puzzle missing one of you, one of us, one tefillah, one avoido, one chesed, one extra seder that we can have is critical for Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu is putting us under a little bit of pressure. He's squeezing us. It's amazing and it's beautiful to see how people are responding, are reacting. People are learning in difficult ways. It's not so easy to learn, you know, long distance. It's not so easy to find ways to daven, and they're going on their porches and they're davening together and they're trying, and people are trying to come up with ways to mechazik each other, reach out to each other. Klal Yisrael is exceptional. And you have to remember that. So my friends, we're in a time where, you know, things are very uncertain. And I want to tell you that a lot of people are talking about Mashiach. A lot of people are talking about Mashiach. I'd like to tell you my take, if I could, for a moment. Is Mashiach coming very soon? He's coming very soon. I don't know what very soon means. Very soon by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clock is not the same on our clock. We have G'dayli Yisrael that we could bank on. The Chofetz Chaim said we're in Ikvas of the Mashiach. You could bank on it. We have Amunas Chacham. We believe it. We're in Ikvas of the Mashiach right now. But I don't know what that means. Does that mean tomorrow? Does that mean in 6 months? Does that mean in 2 years? Does that mean in 10 years? Does that mean, I can't tell you. I don't know what it means. So now, what are we supposed to do? Because some people are frantic Mashiach's coming. Some people are frantic for different reasons. Some people are frantic because, listen, I want to get married before Mashiach comes, which is like, is just, it's a wrong idea of what Mashiach is. You think Mashiach comes, you're going to be deprived of anything? You're wrong. You're not going to be deprived of nothing. It's going to be unbelievable, awesome, amazing. It's going to be, you're never going to like think, oh, I wish I would still have, you know, my gashmias. You're going to have, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be absolutely awesome. So first of all, don't worry about like getting in your Olam Hazeh. When Mashiach comes, you'll lack nothing. Some people are afraid of Mashiach coming because they don't think they're ready for it. They're like, okay, you know, I need to clean my act up. I got to get myself better in order to be able to like, he's going to come. I don't know if he's going to bring me along. I mean, I just don't got it together. And I understand that feeling. I understand that emotion. But I'm telling you now one thing. And this is, I think, super important. Klal Yisrael is an exceptional people. We are exceptional people. You are an exceptional person. And I know, I don't know everything that's going on in your life and all the garbage and all that. And I'm sure that even with our garbage, with the nishoyness that we are facing, the challenges, if you are right now listening to a shmooze in Emunah as you're sitting there going through all this and everyone else is just like totally panicking and you're trying to connect, I'm telling you, you're awesome. So does that mean you should just sit there and do nothing? No. Doesn't mean you should just like rest on your laurels and say, okay, let me just stay the way I am. Just do what you're doing a little bit better. Don't change. Don't all of a sudden like say, okay, that's it. I'm going to just totally change who I am. Because you need to do something that's sustainable. What the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us now is an avoida that is sustainable. Anything that you can sustain, you can take on. Now, if a person wants to, like, you know, just do a lot of extra stuff, but that's not what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from me right now. He wants a sustainable improvement. So just do what you're doing a little bit better. Daven just with a little bit more kavana, a little bit more. Try to stretch your Seder just a little bit better. I'm telling you, we are a great people. And the things that we're doing are already exceptional. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a little bit more. Okay, so dig deep and just do a little bit more. But if a person thinks, okay, I'm going to like all of a sudden make myself into someone totally new overnight, it's not a sustainable thing. And I've seen this happen where people have gone through major crises in their lives and a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to get a little better and they don't. They get so much better. And then after the crisis is over, they go all the way back to where they were before. Because what they took on themselves was beyond. So let's just try to do a little bit more, my friends. And Beis Hashem with Siyat Deshmaya, because Baruch Hu is going to show us. He's going to show us signs. One of the things that we do in Amunavad is we speak about, we have Amunavad stories. I want to share with you a story, an Amunavad story that happened to me just today. Because that's the things we do. It's a chizik in Amunah. It was a chizik for me and the other person it happened to, Nachman Seltzer. I have a Talmud named Nachman Seltzer. He's a pretty famous fellow nowadays. He was one of my first Talmidim, maybe even my first, in the Mir Yeshiva. Nachman has become a famous writer and singer. And also he put out a movie called The Edge. So Baruch Hashem, I'm trying to find constructive ways where I can help my kids to be able to, you know, pass the time. Everyone's home. So they asked if we could get this movie, The Edge. Nachman put out this movie. So we tried to go to mostly music in order to download it. And my filter, aside from making hard times with Zoom, is making us a hard time. We can't download the movie, so we can't get it. So I call up Nachman on the phone. And I said, Nachman, do you think maybe you have a way that I can get the movie? So he said to me, look, I have only one copy left. I said, it's crazy. I can't take your only copy. It's your, you know, it's your movie. I'm not going to do that. So he said, okay, so figure out how to get onto Muslim music. I don't know. Get someone. Someone will help you out. Anyway, we schmoozed a little bit. We got off the phone. I'm not exaggerating. 2 minutes later, Nachman calls me back. I'm not exaggerating. 2 minutes later. He says to me, Rabbi Center, you won't believe this. I hung up the phone from you, and a second later, I get a phone call from someone I haven't spoken to in 2 years. He says to me, Nachman, I took a copy of The Edge from you around 2 years ago, and I just want to know, like, if you know, I would like to get it back to you. Is there anything you could use? You know, do you need the copy or something? Nachman says, I can't believe this. He says, I just got off the phone with Rabbi Center, asked me for a copy of the movie. He said, Rabbi Center, oh, his my uncle is the mashkiach in his yeshiva. Rabbi Stark is my uncle. He's like, he said, so call Rabbi Center and get him the copy. So he called me back, Nachman. He says, like, you know, this is like, it's like unbelievable. The hashgacha process, he hasn't spoken to me. I haven't spoken to him in maybe a year or so. I don't know. We don't talk all the time. Everyone said, oh, he made a bar mitzvah. Yeah, it was around 8-9 months ago, something around. It was the last time I spoke to Nachman. I called up Nachman, and then literally seconds later, someone else is calling him up, and it's like 2 years since he's spoken to him. Nachman totally forgot about the fact that he gave him a copy of The Edge, and there it is. So what is it? Is that like, wow, so now I'm going to have this amazing Jewish movie to watch for my kids? It's not about that. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us. I told Nachman, Nachman's like, I can't put this in a book, but I said, Nachman, it's not about it's a shmeichel from Hashem. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us just a little bit. If you look for him in your life, sometimes you find a Kodesh Baruch Hu and he's there with us. He's there with us in the difficult times. He's always going to be with us. He's holding our hand, and it's just something that's being mechazik us. And we should realize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us even in the dark times, more in the dark times. The Maral writes, Rabbi Lazar ben Durdaya, he was in the lowest place, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there with him. So even in the most difficult times, in the most challenging times, let's not forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us. And Beis Hashem, in the schus of our emunah, we're going to be zoche to a geula. That's what happened in the time of Mitzrayim. It was in the schus of the Nashim Tzidkanias. The men were having a rough time. They basically gave up. But there was the women who kept on encouraging their husbands. So we got to remember this. Let's not make the same mistake twice. We're having a difficult time. There are challenges, but let's be strong in our emunah. And Beis Hashem, in the schus of the emunah, we're going to be zeichet to the geula shleima. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen.